弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
很高兴在2009年的第一个主日，我们能够在这边一起敬拜神。
I'm very happy that we can worship together during the first Lord's Day in 2009.
盼望等一下我们大家都可以去参加这个敬礼。
I hope we can all come and go to participate in the baptismal service.
如果我们当中有需要接送的，不要客气，你在上完会以后，请你找文中跟天堂讲。
So if you need a ride, please don't hesitate to ask Brother Wen Zhong or Brother Tian Tang after Sunday school.
请所有的主日学在三点半准时结束。
We ask all the Sunday school to stop.Right at 3:30 today.
我们跟大家一起去那个地方。
So we can go there together.
今天我们要看的题目是耶稣给门徒的应许。
The topic is the promises of Jesus to disciples.
这段经文的背景是耶稣已经知道他快要离开世界了。
The background of this passage is when Jesus knows he's leaving the world soon.
他要面对十字架上的死亡。
He's going to have to face the death on the cross.
但他没有只是想到自己。
But he did not just think of himself.
他想到他的门徒们。
He thought about his disciples.
他给他们一个很特殊的应许。
He gave them a very special promise.
要安慰他们的忧愁跟着急的心。
To comfort their worries and their hearts.
但这段经文一开始的时候，耶稣讲了一句话。
At the very beginning, Jesus said,
15:15, 你们若爱我，就必遵守我的诫命令。这句话对耶稣来讲很重要。
This verse is very important to Jesus.
因为他在这段经文里面总共讲了三次。
Because he repeats this three times in this passage.
Okay. 三次是从正面的来讲。
Three times from a positive aspect.
另外是从反面的来讲。
The another time he spoke.In negative,
那是在二十四节。
It's verse 24.
因为对使徒约翰来说
，To Apostle John,
爱只有一个测验。
There's only one test for love.
这个测验决定你是不是爱神。
So this will test if you truly love God.
我们今天人有很多的测验。
Today we have many tests.
测验说你是不是爱我。
That to prove if you love me.
哦，如果你爱我的话，你就不会让我不愉快。
If you love me, you will not displease me.
你会讲我喜欢听的话。
You will speak things I like to hear.
你会带我喜欢去的地方。
You will take me to places I like to go.
你会让我舒服。
You will make me comfortable.
但约翰的爱只有一个测验。
But John has only one test for love.
什么测验？
What test?
遵守神的命令。
To obey God's command.
或者说是顺服哈。
Obedient. Obedient.
耶稣借着他的顺服
So through his obedience Jesus
顺服到死
Obedient to the point of death
证明他爱神
To prove that he loves God
同样属于神的人
So similarly those who love God
会借着他的顺服
Will through their obedience
甚至以死来表明他对耶稣的爱
Even to death to show they love God
约翰没有让这个爱下降到成一种只是感情或情绪而已。
So John did not lower love to the point, just a kind of emotion.
耶稣是有应许。
Jesus does have a promise.
但他的应许是给这些借着遵循他的命令表示对耶稣爱的人。
His promise for those who show their love for Jesus through obedience to his command.
John MacArthur 牧师讲过一句话。
Pastor John MacArthur has said one thing.
他说，圣服是真正得救的信心以及对神爱的一种标记。
Obedience is a hallmark of genuine saving faith and love for God.
因为一个真正得救的人
，because a truly saved person，
他对神自然有一种一生的顺服跟爱的表现。
He has a natural way to show God he will love him and be obedient to him all his life.
因为他们的心已经被改过了。
Because his heart has been changed.
他们思想被改过了。
His thoughts has been changed.
他们没有办法不在外面表现出他们内在的改变。
they cannot help but to show outwardly the change inside.
因为在他们内在，他们已经是个在基督里新造的人。
Because in themselves, inside, they're already a new person in Christ.
耶稣一生就一直强调这个真理。
So Jesus, through all his life, emphasized this truth.
顺从是真正得救的标记。
Obedience is the hallmark of a truly saving faith.
我们看一两处，也许可以更清楚。
Maybe we can understand even more by reading two more passages.
路加第六章四十六节。
Go to Luke chapter 6.
路加第六章四十六节。
Luke 6:46.
你们为什么称呼我主啊主啊，却不遵行我的话呢？就是说这个是毫无意义的，不可能的。
So what he said, this is meaningless. It doesn't make any sense.
我们来看彼得保罗怎么讲。
Let's see what Paul says.
罗马书第二章八到九节。
Let's go to Romans chapter 2 verse 8 and 9.
罗马书二章八到九节。
Romans 2:8-9.
这里说，唯有结党不顺从真理，反顺从不义的，就以愤怒、恼恨、报应他们，将泛滥、困苦加给一切作恶的人，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。这边讲不顺从跟作恶摆在一起。
Here to be disobedient is.The same as evil doing.
因为只有没有相真正相信耶稣的人才会不顺从。
Because only those who never believe in Jesus will be disobedient.
我们再看彼得前书第一章第二节。
Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 2.
彼得前书第一章第二节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 2.
这边说，就是照父神的先见被拣选，借着圣灵得成圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督。告诉我们，被拣选的目的是要顺服。
He tells us the purpose of us to be chosen is to be obedient.
只有被神拣选的人才能够顺服。
Only those who are chosen can be obedient.
顺服和顺从和真正的得救是不能分开的。
You cannot separate obedience and true saving faith.
我们刚才那个念的背诵的圣经节里面
，the verse we memorized just now.
约翰可以说把这个道理再重说一次。
John once again repeated this truth.
如果你遵守他的命，就是认识他。
If you follow his command, you know him.
我们知道认识不只是认识一个事实。
Not only we know the fact.
上礼拜天我们讲到里面说，认识是表明你和神有正确的关系。
The last Sunday we taught that to know is to have a true relationship with God.
耶稣说，你认识神，你是信主的，却不遵守他的命令，他说你是讲反话的。
So Jesus, if you know God, you will love Him. If you don't follow His commands.That means you are a liar.
好像说真理不在你心里了。
Then the truth is not in you.
耶稣不在你心里。
So Jesus is not in you.
你没有神的命令，神的生命。
You will not have the life of God.
耶稣在他离开世之前，给他门徒一些很惊人的应许。
Jesus gave them a surprising promise before he left the world.
今天他把同样的应许给他的门徒们。
So today he will give the same promise.To his disciples.
第三个应许。
The three promises.
我们先看第一个。
Let's look the first one.
圣灵的同在。
Which is the presence of Holy Spirit.
我会常常今天会常常回到约翰福音十四章哈。
So today I'm going to often return to John 14.
你可以把它用一张纸条夹住，因为我们看其他圣经节的时候，我们可以赶快回来。
So you may put a paper clip right there because we want to be able to return very quickly.
第一个应许是圣灵的同在。
So the first promise is the presence of the Holy Spirit.
这是十六节到十七节。
That's verse 16 and 17.
耶稣给圣灵两个名字。
Jesus gave two names for the Holy Spirit.
一个叫宝惠师。
One is called the Counselor.
一个叫真理的圣灵。
The other is the Spirit of Truth.
所以我们先看第一个名字。
Let's look at the first name.
保惠师希腊文打在你们节目单上面是 Parakletos.
So it's a printed in our program, the Greek word for Counselor.
它是由两个字组成的。
It's combined two words together.
第一个字 Para 就是说在我身旁。
Para means next to me.
Okay, alongside.
Alongside of me.
Kletos 呢是被呼召出来的。
Kletos means the one who is called out.
So 把这两个字合在一起说被呼召出来的站在我身旁要帮助我的那个人。
So this combined is the one who is called out stood alongside of me to help me.
这平常是一个法庭上的字眼。
It usually is a word, the words that are used in the court.
是法庭上帮助某一个人。
It's in the court to help someone.
这个帮助人可以是一个法律的助手。
So it's a kind of a helper from the, of the law.
或者法律的顾问。
Or it's the counselor from the law.
也可以是个律师。
Maybe it's a lawyer.
或者是个辩护人。
Or it's somebody who is an advocate.
他来到你的身旁为你辩护为你讲话。
He came to your side to help you and to defend you.
成为你的帮助。
Become your help.
所以拉丁文的圣经就把这个希腊式的 parakleto 翻成 advocate, 翻成保惠师。
So the Latin Bible translates this word being the, as advocate.
圣灵是我们的保惠师。
So the Holy Spirit is our counselor.
当有人控告我们的时候。
So somebody who's going to accuse us.
圣灵站在我们的旁边为我们辩护。
So the Holy Spirit stands beside us to protect us, defend us.
当我们碰到问题不知道如何进行的时候。
When we're in trouble, we do not know what to do.
圣灵站在我们旁边成为我们的顾问。
The Holy Spirit become our counselor and help us.
当我们真需要帮助的时候
When we truly need help,
圣灵就成为我们的帮助的那位
So the Holy Spirit become the one who will help us
所以平常这边保惠师的意思平常是说是那位 advocate、哦、帮助的人
So this word advocate means the one who is going to help us
但是这个字呢也有一个更广的意思也常常用在这个其他的文件里面
But this word even have a broader meaning often used in other documents
这个字的意思英文叫 comforter、啊、安慰者慰助者
So the other meaning is the comforter
请问你听到 comforter 你的感觉是什么
If you heard the word comforter、mm. what do you think
你可能想到我上礼拜在 Macy 买了那个最新的 床铺啊
Maybe you thought it's the one you just bought in Macy, the new comforter.
很舒服的盖在身上。
It's very comfortable to cover you.
又软又保温呢。
It's warm and soft.
让我全身都舒服。
I feel very good in my whole body.
我们常常把 comfort 跟 comforter 都想到说，哎呀，哇，好舒服啊。
So oftentimes we think about the word comfort or comforter means to make you feel good.
但这个字本来的意思不是这样。
But the original meaning is not the same.
Comforter 是从西拉丁文来的一个字。
The comforter came from Latin.
它两个字拉丁文的两个字打在你们节目单上面。
The it's already printed on the program those two words、
oh, okay.
of Latin.
Comfortis 哈、啊 mm. 这两个字组成的。第一个字 con 呢是代表 with 与你在一起。
C-O-M, that Latin means be with you.
那么 fortis 呢我们现在的英文就有 fortified, fortress, 换句话变成很坚强的。
So the word of fortress in the current English word is the fortress,
or
fortified.
所以 comforter 也说坚强你使加力量在你的身上的意思。
So comforter means to strengthen you, in your, give you more strength.
所以有位圣经学者这么讲。
So there was a Bible scholar said this.
Okay. 他说 comforter 呢是一个是一根装弹哈，把那个子弹装在枪里面的杆子。
So the comforter is a armor down your backbone.
对，那么插在你的脊椎骨上面。
Something just put on your spine in your backbone.
让你能为真理站立得住。
So to make you stand for the truth.
让你能选择对的那一边，甚至那边人数比较少。
So to make you to take the side of the right, even though it's the minority side.
So comforter 是让你在面对一些邪恶卑鄙或者是下贱东西的时候，你有力量能够站起来。
So the comforter gives you strength to stand up in face of something that is vile and evil.
这个我们对这个字现在了解它的很多。
So this is very different from our current understanding of the meaning.
但圣灵就这样在彼得的身上做工了。
But the Holy Spirit works this way in Peter.
你记得在耶稣被卖的那一夜。
You know, on the night Jesus was betrayed.
彼得害怕。
Peter was scared.
他连一个小侍女都害怕。
He even was scared of just a little girl.
他否认主。
He denied the Lord.
但五旬节的时候。
During the Pentecost.
圣灵降临在他的身上。
So when the Spirit came to him.
他站起来。
He stood up.
他大胆地对这些钉死耶稣人的讲话。
He boldly told those who nailed Jesus on the cross.
就是你们讲耶稣钉死。
It's you that nailed Jesus.
但神让他从死里复活。
But God made him resurrected.
证明他是神的儿子。
To prove that he is son of God.
圣灵给彼得一根脊椎骨。
So the Holy Spirit gives Peter a backbone.
他是彼得的 comforter.
So he becomes the comforter for Peter.
能够像主一样的让神得荣耀。
So he could give glory to Lord.
今天如果你有圣灵在你的身上，
So today, if you have Holy Spirit with you,
他会成为你的脊椎骨，
He will become your backbone.
你也能像彼得一样，
You can be just like Peter.
遇见危险压力的时候，
Whenever there's danger, there is distress.
你能够站起来，
You can stand up.
你能够将荣耀归给神，
You can give glory to God.
在十五节里面，另外一个字我们需要了解。
There's another word in verse 15 we need to understand.
说就是另外的一位。
Is another.
那么希腊文提到另外一位时候，用两个不同的字。
When the Greek word says another, there are two different words.
第一个字叫 Elas.
The first one is Elas.
这是同类的另外一位。
So another of the same kind.
同一类。
Same kind.
另外一个字呢
？That the other word
heteros 呢
？Heteros
是不同类的另外一位。
Another of a different kind。
这个很要紧，一个是同类，一个是不同类。
This is very important. One is the same kind, one is a different kind.
如果我今天买了很多，我喜欢吃这个 Minnesota 的 apple 哈，Honey Crisp， 都是的话，我就可以说另外一个也是。
If I bought a lot of Minnesota apples, you know, like Honeycrisp, if they are all the same, that was the other of the same kind.
但是如果那个 Golden Delicious apple 呢，就是另外一类。
If I talk about the Golden Delicious apple, that'll be another of a different kind.
约翰在这边用的是同一类的另外一位。
The word that John used here is the same, another of the same kind.
既然是同一位。又既然是同另外一位，那表示本来已经有了。
Since it's the same kind, if another one, that means this one already exists.
这个人是谁？
Who is this one?
这个人是耶稣基督。
So that is Jesus Christ.
我们看一下约翰第一书第二章第一节。
Let's go to 1 John chapter 2.
第一节。
Verse 1.
约翰一书二章一节。
First John chapter 2, verse
1. 这里说，我小子们，我将这些话写给你们，是要叫你们不犯罪。若有人犯罪，在父那里，我们有位中保，就是那义者耶稣基督。中保的意思是用 advocate.
So the advocate is the one who defends us.
耶稣是第一位中保。
So Jesus is the first advocate.
再来这个圣灵是另外一位是中保。
The second comes, the Holy Spirit is another one.
但是这位中保，我可以说比耶稣还要好。
But this advocate is even better than Jesus.
为什么我这么说？
Why do I say that?
让我举一个例子。
Let me give you an example.
假定耶稣今天仍然在耶路撒冷。
If Jesus today is still in Jerusalem.
我想这就是头条新闻了。
This will be the first news on the front page.
我想很多飞机公司 都有特别飞机要去耶路撒冷。
I'm sure many airline companies will have a special flight to Jerusalem.
西北的、联合的、Delta 的、东方、南方都会有飞机去。
So、they're all going to go there. United, Northwest, Delta.
你要订一个位置可能不容易啊。
It's hard to get a reserve a seat.
假定你很幸运订到一个位置。
If you're very lucky, you had a seat.
到了耶路撒冷。
When you get to Jerusalem.
你也没有办法亲近耶稣啊。
You cannot even get closer to Jesus.
我想已经排得长龙了。
I'm sure there'd be a lot of people waiting.
人山人海，大家都要去亲近耶稣。
A lot of people want to get close to Jesus.
好了，假定你更幸运。
If you get even better, more fortunate.
你能够亲近耶稣了。
You can get close to Jesus.
你也不见得可以站在他的身旁了。
You can.No, not sure. You can stand next to him.
你没有办法拉住他，一直跟他讲话，不让别人跟他讲话。
You cannot keep him just to talk with you, not with other people.
但是我们现在
，But today,
我们就能够有这位圣灵在我们的身旁。
We can have this spirit alongside us.
他就站在我们的旁边。
He stood beside us.
他是我们的保惠师跟安慰者。
So he is our comforter and our advocate.
我们可以告诉他。
We can tell him.
主人。
Master.
我已经二十岁了。
I'm 20 years old.
四十岁。
I'm 40 years old.
六十岁。
I'm 60 years old.
七十岁、八十岁。
Even 70, 80.
照理讲，我对人生应该有的目标应该清楚了。
I should have a clear goal in my life by now.
但是我发现我是那样的失落。
But I feel that I'm just very confused.
我该怎么办?
What should I do?
你也可以告诉他说,
You can also tell him.
主人,我现在碰到一个难题。
So Master, now I have a problem.
我知道圣经怎么说。
I know what the Bible says.
我知道我应该做什么。
I know what I should do.
但我害怕。
But I'm scared.
我害怕失去我的地位。
I'm scared to lose my position.
我害怕失去人对我欢迎的程度。
I'm afraid that people will not welcome me.
我害怕我的朋友、我的同学、同事们不喜欢我。
I'm afraid my friends and my colleagues will not like me.
啊，我就是害怕人。
I'm afraid of people.
我该怎么办
？What should I do?
圣灵也会就像主耶稣一样的。
The Holy Spirit just like Jesus.
告诉你。
Will tell you.
帮助你。
Will help you.
加强你的力量
was strengthening you,
让你能够站起来
so that you can stand up,
因为这是他的使命跟工作
because this is his mission and his work.
圣灵的第一个名字是保惠师或安慰者
So the first name for the Holy Spirit is a comforter or advocate.
圣灵的第二个名字是真理的圣灵
The second name is the Spirit of Truth.
你想到这个名字你会想到耶稣
As soon as you think of this name, you think of Jesus.
因为耶稣说我就是真理。
Because Jesus said, I am the truth.
你想到这个名字，你也会想到圣经了。
When you heard of this name, you think about the Bible.
为什么我这么说
？Why would I say that?
那我们看约翰十七章十七节。
Let's go to John 17:17.
约翰十七章十七节。
John 17:17.
求你用真理使他们成圣你的道或者你的话语就是真理圣经就是真理
The Bible is truth
圣灵讲神的话显示在这些圣经作者的心中
The Spirit revealed the words of the Bible into those authors
他们讲神的话写出来
So they wrote out God's word
但是当我们信徒读圣经的时候
But when the believers read the Bible
神就照亮我们的心照亮我们的眼睛
So God will illuminate our hearts illuminate
让我们可以明白
So we may understand
那么这里告诉我们两件很要紧的事情
Here it tells us two very important things
圣灵的工作绝对不会和圣经的教导有抵触
So the work of the Spirit will not in conflict with the teaching of the Spirit.
如果你说这件事情应该这样，应该那样，是因为圣灵告诉我。
If you say this, it should be this way or that way because the Spirit told me so.
但明显的跟圣经的教导有冲突。
But it is contradicting the Bible's teaching.
你可以肯定这绝对不是从神来的。
You can be confirmed this doesn't come from God.
第二点。
The second.
如果我们说我们是信神
If we say we believe in God,
但是我们不喜欢圣经
but we don't like the Bible,
我们没时间看
we don't have time to read it,
我们没有兴趣
we don't have interest,
我们不了解也没有想去了解
we do not understand, we don't want to understand.
你知道一个可能吗
You know what's possible?
就是你仍然没有真理
You still do not have a truth.
你仍然没有耶稣
You still do not have Jesus.
所以那位真理的灵没有办法帮助你
That's whyThe name of the truth cannot help you.
耶稣给爱他的人遵守他命令的一个应许。
Jesus gave a promise to those who loved him and followed his command.
圣灵这位保惠师。
So the Spirit, this Counselor,
这个真理的圣灵。
This Counselor of truth.
不但要到来到我们的身旁。
Not only come alongside us.
还要进驻到我们心里面。
Will also dwell in us.
永不离开
Never leave.
我们看第二个应许
That's the second promise.
双重的复活
A double resurrection.
这是十八节到二十节
This is verse 18 to 20.
十八节说我不撇下你们为孤儿我到你们这里来这个孤儿呢平常是指没有父母的儿女这我们知道
Yeah, often means children who do not have parents.
但犹太人要把这个字用在没有师父没有老师的学生
but the Jews also use that to refer to the students without a teacher
所以耶稣说我不撇下你们你们不会是一个没有老师的学生
so Jesus said, I will not desert you you will not become a student without a teacher
因为我必到你们这里来
so I will come to you
那问题是这个来是指哪一个
what this means the come which one
有三个可能性
the three possible,
第一个耶稣的复活
Jesus resurrection first.
第二个圣灵的降下
Second, coming of the Holy Spirit
第三个耶稣第二次的再来
So the third would be the second coming of Jesus
这三个都有可能
It's all possible, all three
但从上下文来看的话
But you read within the context
耶稣的复活第一个可能性比较合适
It's more fitting to say the first one that Jesus' resurrection
因为耶稣到了十九节有说
Because Jesus said in verse 19
你们却看见我
But you see me
耶稣复活以后的确让门徒看见他
Indeed, Jesus let the disciples see him after the resurrection
我们看一下约翰二十章十九节
Let's go to John verse, chapter 20, verse 19.
约翰二十章十九节。
John 20, 19.
那日就是七日的第一日晚上，门徒所在的地方，因怕犹太人，门都关了。耶稣来，站在当中，对他们说：“愿你们平安。”他们看见耶稣。
They saw Jesus.
我们再看一下二十六节。
Let's read verse 26.
过了八日，门徒又在屋里，多马也和他们同在，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中说：“愿你们平安。”耶稣复活以后，来到门徒的当中。
Jesus came to the disciples after he resurrected.
的确让他们看到。
Truly let them see.
但耶稣还送给他们一个很珍贵的礼物
Jesus also gave them very precious gifts
他讲了两次
He said twice
这个礼物就是平安
There's a peace
耶稣不但来第二小点他给我们复活的生命
Jesus not only come the second he will give us our resurrected life
十九节说还有不多的时候
Verse 19 saysIn a little while.
只有几个小时了。
Only a few hours.
耶稣快要上十字架了。
Jesus is going to go onto the cross.
世人不再看见我。
The world will no longer see me.
世界上的人最后一次看到耶稣是什么时候？
When did the world saw Jesus last?
就是当约瑟跟尼哥底母把耶稣的身体从十字架上领下来要去埋葬。
That's when Joseph and Nicodemus they carried Jesus' body from the cross to be buried.
自从那以后，世界上的人没有再看过耶稣。
After that, people in this world will no longer see Jesus.
下一次当世界人再看到耶稣的时候。
When the next time when the world people see Jesus,
他将带着权柄,
he will come with authority.
他将审判所有不相信他的人,
he will judge all those who does not believe in him.
拒绝他的人,
those who refuse him.
取笑他的人,
who mocked him.
不肯承认他是神的人,
who denied, who would not acknowledge him as God.
然后耶稣在十四章说, 因我有我活着, 你们也要活着。
Jesus says, because I live, you shall live.
耶稣是复活。
Jesus is resurrection.
这是他说我活着的话意思。
So he says, when I live.
而这些看到耶稣复活的门徒们。
But those disciples who saw Jesus resurrected.
他们得到一个很肯定的证明呢。
They have a confirming evidence.
有一天他们要复活。
One day they will also be resurrected.
我们看一下圣经在哥林多前书十五章。
Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 16.
二十节到二十二节。
20 to 22.
哥林多前书十五章。
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
但基督已经从死里复活，成为罪了之人出熟的果子。死既是因一人而来。使人复活也是因一人而来，在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活。神给他们一个证明。
God gives them a proof.
既然我已经复活，你们有一天也要复活。
Since I am resurrected, so one day you shall resurrect.
所以看二十节，到那日，这是指什么时候？
SoTill that day, what does it mean in verse
20? 是耶稣复活的那一天。
The day of Jesus' resurrection.
你们就知道我在父里面。
You will know that I am in the Father.
你们就知道我是那三位一体的神。
And you will know I'm one of the triune God.
不但如此，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。
Not only that, you are in me and I am in you.
我们跟主那是永远联合的。
In that day, we shall become eternally united.
所以他的身体我虽然看不到。
Even though I do not see his body,
我们仍然能够感觉到他的存在。
We can still feel his presence.
新约就屡次的要告诉我们说，我们有这样的把握。
So the New Testament repeatedly telling us we have such assurance.
圣经告诉我们说，我们是枝子，他是葡萄树。
The Bible tells us we are the vine, we are the branches, he is the vine.
我们是身体，他是头。
We are the body, he is the head.
我们是这个属灵房子里面的石头，他是那个房角石。
We are the rock in this spiritual house, but he is the cornerstone.
我们是新娘，他是新郎。
We are the bride, he is the bridegroom.
耶稣的第二个应许啊。
The second promise of Jesus.
他不离开我们。
He will not leave us.
他复活。
He resurrected.
所以我们也将复活。
So we will be made alive.
这个复活的生命，我们才能够感觉到神的同在。
We can only experience God's presence with the resurrected life.
并且这种同在跟联合是没有什么事情可以把它分开的。
And the presence and being united is nothing can separate.
保罗说得好。
Paul said well.
请我们打开罗马书第八章。
Let's go to Romans chapter 8.
38到39节。38-39. 保罗，罗马书八章38-39节。
In Paul spoke in Romans 8:38-39.
我们一起来念。
Let's read it together.
一起来。因为我深信，无论是生是死，是天使。是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。 这爱是在我们的主耶稣基督里的。神借着这个应许要提醒我们他的同在。
God reminds us of his presence through this promise.
我们看第三个应许，给的爱他的人。
That's the third promise to give those who love him.
这是21节到24节。
That's from verse 21 to 24.
乃是神更进一步的启示。
It's further revelation.
21节说，有了我的命令又遵守的这人是就是爱我的。这句话你可以说把人分成三种。
This sentence group people into three different kinds.
第一种是有而遵守。
The first is they have it and they obey.
这是感谢神，这是爱神的人。
This is the one who loves God. We thank God for it.
第二种。
The second kind.
无而不守。
They do not have and will not obey.
他们不了解，说他们没有办法开始。
They do not understand, so they don't know how to begin.
第三种呢？
The third kind
是有而不守。
They have it, but they do not obey.
有神的命令。
They have a God's command.
领受了神的命令。
They receive God's command.
但不遵守。
But they do not obey.
如果是这样的话，
If that's the kind,
你要知道哦。
You need to know.
根据二十四节。
According to verse 24,
你是位不爱主的人。
You are the one who does not love God.
哦，不要认为说这无关紧要。
Don't just look down upon it.
如果你经常的不爱主啊。
If you often do not love God.
要小心。
You need to be careful.
不要自己骗自己是基督徒。
So don't self-deceive yourself as a Christian.
要小心。
You need to be careful.
有个可能你还没有得救。
It's possible you are not still saved yet.
因为你还没有那个复活的生命。
You do not have the resurrected life.
所以你的思想没有被改过来。
So your thoughts have not been changed.
你认为命令好难哦。
You think those commands are so hard.
不符合今天世界的潮流哦。
Doesn't follow today's world trend.
对我眼前的益处我也看不出什么。
I do not see any benefit for me right now.
有而不守是很危险的一种。
It's very dangerous if you have but do not obey.
二十一节后半边。
The second half of verse 21.
爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。这边一个很要紧的字，显现。
Here's a very important word, is show myself.
这几个字有不同英文版的翻译本，我在打在你们节目单上面。
So there are many different English translations that are all printed on your program.
这个字本来的意思。
The original meaning.
第一种很清楚的。
Clearly.
然后一个引人注目的方式把它显现出来。
So, to show clearly and in a way that can attract people's attention.
这个界面是指什么？
What does it mean?
是不是仍然指耶稣身体 的出现？
Is this to referring to the appearance of Jesus' body?
我想不是。
I don't think so.
因为耶稣已经快要离开门徒。
Because Jesus is about to leave the disciples.
他身体的出现不会很久的。
So he won't appear too long.
有一个更深一层的意思。
There's a deeper meaning.
显现是指到属灵方面的显现。
So this means the revelation spiritually.
当一个人透过耶稣在圣经里面的见证
through the testimony of Jesus in the Bible
然后借着圣灵在他心中的教导
and through the teaching of the Holy Spirit
耶稣对他来讲是活生生的
to him Jesus is life
他虽然身体不在
so even though his body is not there
眼睛看不见
He cannot see.
仍然是活生生的。
But still a live person.
对他来讲，耶稣是个很真实的事。
But to him, Jesus is truly a living thing.
还不认识的神觉得，这是只是一个幻想。
If you do not know God, you think this is an illusion.
你说耶稣是活生生的，怎么可能呢？
How could it be that Jesus is lively?
但对这些被神的灵弄活的人
，For those who were made alive by the Spirit.
耶稣的真实远超过在这手脚的真实还来得真实。
So the truth of Jesus is much better than the hands or the feet.
可能我们当中有人会这么问。
Maybe someone of you will ask.
我是基督徒，但是我对耶稣好像不觉得那么真实。
I'm a Christian, but I don't feel so true in Jesus.
我信主这么多年，不太觉得耶稣是真实的。
I've been a believer for so many years, but I do not think Jesus is true.
可能是有这样的事情。
Could it be possible?
但请你要注意一件事。
But you need to be to notice.
你看在二十二节，当犹大，这个不是卖主的犹大哈。
Oh, then in verse 22, the Judas, it's not the Judas asker.
他马上问耶稣这个显现的问题的时候，
when he asked Jesus about the revelation,
耶稣没有直接的回答他。
Jesus did not directly answer him.
耶稣只是再提说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同在。因为耶稣有回答犹大。
Because Jesus answered Judas.
你感觉到我的真实，看到我的心灵上的显现有一个条件。
So there's a condition when you see me and you feel the resurrection in your heart.
这个条件是什么？
What is the condition?
借着遵守他的话来表明对他的爱。
You have to show me that you love me by obedient to my command.
我想2009年刚开始哈。
I think this is the beginning of 2009.
也许是个很好的机会，我们稍微反省一下。
Maybe this is a good time for us to reflect.
我能够符合这个条件吗？
Can I meet this condition?
我如果没有符合这个条件，我是不是有心愿意呢？
If I cannot fulfill this condition, am I willing to?
还是有时候我们会认为，
Or sometimes we may think,
你可以认识耶稣，但是必须要对他有强烈的爱。
You may get to know Jesus, but you don't have to love him very much.
你可以爱他，但是不需要顺服他。
You can love him, but you don't have to suffer.
如果你有这样的想法，
but if you think that way,
英文说是 wishful thinking.
So that's what English says, wishful thinking.
因为真实的爱，
but the true love,
及那种像真实的信心一样，
or the just like a true faith.
一定会有顺服的表现。
It will show obedience.
过去一位牧师叫 Arthur Pink， 他这么讲。
There's a pastor Arthur Pink.
他说，耶稣显现只是给这些真正爱他的人。
The manifestation of Christ is made only to the one who really loves him.
而他们对他爱的证明
，and the proof of love to him.
不是在于情绪上的彰显，
It's not by emotional display.
也不是在于对，而是在于对耶稣旨意的顺服，
But by submission to his will.
在感情和实际本质之间有很大的差别。
There is a vast difference between sentiment and the practical reality.
对这些不顺从的人，
So for those who are disobedient,
我们的主不会将他自己直接的、特别的启示给他们看。
Our Lord will give no direct and special revelation of Himself.
有了我的命令这句话
the saying that you have my command,
表示把这个命令存在心里
means you keep the commandments in your heart.
而又遵守的这句话
and keep them.
这是真正的测验。
That is the real test.
许多时候我们听，但我们没有听从。
Oftentimes we hear, but we did not heed.
我们知道，但是我们没有遵循他的。
We know, but we're not doing his will.
这是一个很好的时候，你我自己问一下。
So this is a good time for you and I ask ourselves.
我是听还是有听从
？Did I hear or do I heed?
我是知道又遵循吗
？Am I know and also follow?
如果你是的话
，If you are,
耶稣会继续讲他自己彰显给你。
Jesus will continue to reveal himself to you.
你不只是知道有一些有关于他的事实而已。
Not.Only you know some truth or facts about him.
你会越来越认识他。
You can get to know him more and more.
这是耶稣对遵循他命令人的一种回报。
So this is a response Jesus had to those who followed him, loved him.
我们今天一开始说看到十五节。
So we read verse 15 at the very beginning.
你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
If you love me, you shall follow my commands.
有一个小女孩，有一次礼拜天来找她的牧师。
There was a little girl on one Sunday morning asking his pastor.
她眼睛就盯着牧师。
So she focused his eyes on the pastor.
然后带着很渴望的声音说。
He had a seeking voice.
牧师。
Said, Pastor.
我不爱耶稣。
I do not love Jesus.
我希望我爱耶稣。
I wish I loved Jesus.
但我不爱他。
But I don't love him.
能不能告诉我，我怎么样可以爱耶稣？
Could you tell me how can I love Jesus?
小孩子就这样的诚实。
Children are very honest.
牧师看到他那急切的表情呢。
So the pastor looked his desperate.
对他说。
And told her.
你今天回家以后。
When you go home tonight.
你就继续的说。
You continue to say.
耶稣爱我。
Jesus loves me.
耶稣爱我。
Jesus loves me.
耶稣爱我。
Jesus loves me.
下个礼拜天你回来。
And next Sunday when you come back.
我想你可以说我爱耶稣。
Then you can say I love Jesus.
下礼拜天他来了。
So next Sunday she came back.
眼睛发亮，脸上带笑。
So he was smiling with bright eyes.
找到牧师很兴奋地告诉他说。
Excited told the pastor.
牧师啊，我爱耶稣，我爱耶稣。
The pastor, I love Jesus, I love Jesus.
因为上个礼拜我一直感觉到，一直对对，一直说。
Because last week I truly felt I continued to say yes, yes.
耶稣爱我。
Jesus loves
me. 耶稣爱我。
Jesus loves me.
我开始感觉到他的爱。
I begin to feel his love.
我知道他真的为我死在十字架上代替我。
I know he really died on the cross to substitute for my sins.
我发现我的心火热了。
I felt that my heart was warm.
我心中充满对耶稣的爱。
I'm full of love for Jesus.
亲爱弟兄姐妹们
so, dear brothers and sisters,
如果你是真的得救
if you are truly saved,
不是口里讲讲
not only just you say in your mouth,
不是挂名的
not just to have speak only,
你会开始珍惜这个救恩
you begin to treasure the saving grace,
你珍惜到地步你不晓得到今天为什么神拯救我
You treasure so much the point you do not understand why God saved you.
那会鼓励你。
He will encourage you.
就像那个小孩、小女孩一样。
Just like this little girl.
多思想耶稣的爱。
Often think about love of Jesus.
多思想耶稣在你身上为你所做的事。
Often think about what Jesus has done on you.
那一种冰冷的心呢
？So the cold heart
会火热起来。
Will turn hot.
你心中会充满对耶稣的爱。
You will full of love for Jesus.
你就会乐意的顺从
You are willing to be obedient
你会高兴的遵命
You will gladly follow
那么同时耶稣会给你那三个额外的应许
And Jesus will give you those three extra promises
今天也许我们当中有人还没有相信耶稣
Maybe someone has not believed in Jesus
或者你说你过去曾经相信过
Or you believe in Jesus in the past
但是你知道你没有真正的相信他。
But you did know you not truly believe him.
因为你的太太会告诉你。
Your wife will tell you.
你的先生会告诉你。
Your husband will tell you.
你的儿女父母会告诉你。
Your children, your parents will tell you.
如果是这样，你看不见耶稣。
If you cannot see Jesus.
因为耶稣还没有跟你同在。
Because Jesus is not with you.
他也不会对你继续的显现。
He will not continue to reveal himself to you.
但是如果你要等到你再看到耶稣的时候。
But if you wait until you see Jesus again.
他将是一位法官的出现。
He's going to come with a judge.
太迟了。
It's too late.
要不要叫2009年的开始。
Let's just at the beginning of 2009.
趁你还有机会的时候。
As since there is still an opportunity.
悔改。
Repent.
相信。
Believe.
接受耶稣做你的救主跟生命的主。
And accept Jesus to be your Savior and the Lord of your life.
这是福音。
This is the gospel.
这是神的心意。
This is God's will.
那么祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们再次谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, once again we thank you.
你爱我们。
You love us.
你离开之后就想到我们。
You thought about us before you leave.
主啊，我们多感谢你。
Oh Lord, we thank you.
因为我们常常想到你爱我。
Because we often think you love us.
我们多次的想到你爱我。
Oftentimes we thought you love us.
主啊，火热我们的心。
Oh God, have to stir up our hearts.
让我们2009年是个转捩点。
So 2009 will be a turning point.
愿你得一切的荣耀。
May you be receiving all the glory.
祷告、感谢、祈求、奉主的名。
We pray with thanks and in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.